Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Probably True. This podcast contains strong language and adult themes throughout, because it'd be boring otherwise.
I did some freelance work at a new company recently, working in an office where I didn't know anyone. The first friendship I really struck up there was with a really hot straight guy. He was a proper lad. We hit a vibe quite quickly, mostly through stupid emails and "your mum" jokes. At the end of my first week, a few of us went to the pub after work, and I was telling a horror story about some awful place I'd worked, and I remember ending it with something like, "It's just such a relief that I never have to go through that again." And he said immediately, "I bet that's what your last girlfriend said. Oi!" And I realised that he didn't know I was gay, and just as I was drawing breath to correct him, I hesitated. I was only going to be working there for a few weeks. It didn't matter to them if I were gay or not, and I certainly don't care who thinks what about me. So I decided, just for fun, not to tell him just yet. The next few weeks really underlined to me the fact that coming out isn't one big dramatic moment and then it's over forever. That can be part of it, obviously, but it's never the whole thing. Whenever we tell our coming out stories, it's usually the one about coming out to our parents, because that's the biggie. Although I cheated a little bit at that one. I was 21 and at university when I got around to that one. I'd just been voted president of the LGBT society at university, and I thought that was the best time to tell them because I could spin it as being something positive. You know, your son might be gay, but at least he's popular. I'm not going to go into what it was that made me popular at university. That's an entirely different story. So, being a grown-up, responsible role model, I sent them a text telling them that I was president of the gay society. My mother, true to form, responded immediately, saying, "Well done, son. Does that mean you get first pick?" And then another text almost straight afterwards saying, "P.S. I've known since you were 5. Kiss, kiss." I almost texted her straight back saying, "Could you not have given me a couple of clues? You might have saved me from attempting to get girlfriends." But I decided against it. Actually, I should probably apologise to any girls I dated in my teens. All that clumsy fumbling and attempting awkward sex. Blah. If I'd known, I would have saved us all the trouble, I promise. My dad messaged me a couple of hours later saying, "Thanks for telling me." I imagine there'd been a conversation between him and my mother before that text, but I never asked. I think it was a little bit harder for him to deal with, but he managed really well. In fact, running the society, as he always called it, gave us stuff to talk about. He had lots of tips and guidance on running meetings and organising budgets and stuff like that. So, in some ways, it brought us closer together. And that's the coming out story I usually tell. It's not the only one I have. Coming out to parents isn't the only time any of us have to do that. And it's not even the most important. It's up there, definitely, but the most important one is coming out to yourself. Which might seem stupid, but it can be the hardest, and it certainly takes the most work. Think about it. When you come out, it's never just about people you love knowing that you're gay or bi or trans. It's about them being okay with it and accepting and loving you regardless. However much we tell ourselves that what people think about us doesn't matter, when it's people that close to you, there's a need for support and unconditional love. So many people I know haven't gone beyond, "Yes, I'm gay," to, "And I love that part of myself," instead saying, as a friend of mine did recently, "Yes, I'm gay, and I'm okay with that, I suppose, but if I had the choice, I'd have been born straight." Which pretty much undermines the being okay with it part. I'm not saying it's easy to love yourself unconditionally. I remember the first time I thought I might be gay. I was about 10, or maybe even younger. I think I'd asked my parents what gay meant, and after they'd told me, I'd gone, "Oh," and toddled off to play in the garden or annoy the hell out of my brother or something. And I remember thinking to myself, "Maybe I'm gay." And as soon as I thought it, I ducked, like physically, reflexively, waiting for some kind of divine retribution or for someone to somehow know what I was thinking and tell me off or punish me for it. So that was about the point in my life when I realised that, you know, God doesn't exist and life is meaningless and I should just enjoy it while I can. And I can't help but think that so many people are still at that point, tensed, waiting for a punishment that's only going to come if they inflict it on themselves. I came out to my friends as bisexual when I was about 16 in an attempt to kind of ease everyone into the idea that I might like boys too. I coined the term omnisexual long before it was cool. That's how much of a hipster I am. And, of course, I got a ton of abuse from all the younger kids at school, like, "Oh, you freak," and "You puff," shouted at me in the corridor. But that's when I realised that not only did their attempt at insulting me not hurt, because it was part of myself that I knew and loved, I could actually use it as armour and as a weapon. "Yeah, I am," I'd shout back, "and I really fancy you. I want to give you a big kiss right on the arse." And they'd leg it and not give me any more trouble. I'm not saying coming out to myself was perfect or smooth or easy. There were plenty of dark moments where I struggled with it, just as much as I imagine everyone else does. Like the time my dad found a folder full of photos of naked men on the home computer, and I managed to convince both of us that I'd downloaded it because I thought it was a folder of porn for guys, not porn of guys. So yeah, coming out isn't a one-time thing. It's not even a few times thing. It's something we have to do over and over. Every time we meet new people, every time we hold hands with someone in the street, it doesn't stop. It's important to remember that the big coming out moments aren't always outward, and that the inner ones often require the most work. It's possible it's where we find the most pain and abuse. Ask yourself, is anyone as cruel to me as I have been to myself? I never did come out properly to the bro friend I made in that office. I'm hoping that, you know, the stuff he saw when he added me on Facebook was enough of a clue. He hasn't unfriended me, at least, but I've right-clicked and saved all the holiday photos of him in his swim shorts, just in case.
This has been Mostly True. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.